New Testament Character Podcast 54, Salome. In the first century, let me share the 10 most popular names. Number 10, Yeshua, or Jesus. Number 9, Martha, Martha. Number 8, Yohanan, John. Number 7, Yoezer or Yahuhazar. Number 6, Lazarus, Elazar, Eliezer. Number 5, Judas, Yehuda. Number 4, Joseph, Yosef. Number 3, Mariam, that is Mary. Number 2, Shimon, or Simon. And number 1, Salome, that is Shalom, peace, wholeness. Sometimes Shalom Zion, the peace of Zion. Really popular. But we're going to look at a good Salome and a bad Salome. And you may have, if you're a New Testament reader, you've run across both of them, but one of them is not named in the New Testament. For that, we need the Jewish writer Josephus. So we'll start with the bad Salome. She's the granddaughter of Herod the Great. She's the daughter of Herodias and Herod Antipas, mentioned in the Gospels of Mark and Matthew and named by name in Josephus, the Jewish writer and statesman of the first century in his Antiquities. So let's read. I've chosen to read Mark's account instead of Matthew's, starting in Mark 14:6. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias, that's Salome, unnamed, danced before the company and pleased Herod so that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter." And the king was sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he commanded it to be given. He sent and had John beheaded in prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing he was a righteous and holy man, and protected him. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. Well, a number of characters introduced here. You were just hearing about Herod the Great, not Herod the Great, Herod Antipas, son of Herod, who actually somehow enjoyed listening to John the Baptist talk, even though he knew that John was condemning his illegal marriage. In Judaism, you could marry your brother's wife if she was a widow and had produced no offspring. That was called levirate marriage. But this wasn't what went on here. The brother was still alive. Well, Herod, like John more, Herodias is stiffer and less forgiving, and she has a grudge, and she's just looking for a chance to put him to death. So at Herod's birthday, when Herodias' daughter, who may have been an adult, it's hard to say what her age was, but she danced, and Herod made this rash promise, "I'll give you anything, you know, up to half my kingdom," a typical promise. And then she asked for a real shocker. "Yeah, I'd like the decapitated head of John on a platter." Presumably, Salome had no problem with her mother's suggestion. As a member of the Herods, this upper class and fairly corrupt ruling family, she would have been used to power politics, and it is ugly. And also, although it's not stated, it's easy to imagine that the dance was immodest. It was sultry, it was worldly, given what we know of the Herods. And this event is also recorded in Mark 6, 21 to 28. I read the Matthew version. Okay, that's our first Salome. That's why she's notorious. She dances, she wins a favor, she asks her mother, and her mother thinks this is my chance, and they have John finally decapitated. Second, Salome, the mother of James and John, reputedly. And I'm going to be reading from Mark 15 and 16, though there are parallels in Matthew as well. Now, when the centurion who stood in front of him saw how Jesus died, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." There were also women watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James the Younger, and Joseph and Salome. When he was in Galilee, they had followed him and given him support. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were there too. So this Salome is a follower of Jesus during his earthly ministry. She gave financial support for the Lord's work. An even better passage about the role of women in supporting Jesus' ministry is found in Luke 8, verses 1 to 3. So she followed him during his earthly ministry, she gave financial support, and she was among the women who witnessed the crucifixion. Let's go to Mark 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought aromatic spices so they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week at sunrise, they went to the tomb. They had been asking each other, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled back. And then as they went into the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He's been raised. He's not here. Look, here's the place where they laid him. But go tell your disciples, tell his disciples, even Peter, that he's going ahead of you into Galilee, and you will see him there, just as he told you." Then they went out and ran from the tomb, for terror and bewilderment had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. So Salome is among the first witnesses of the empty tomb, who were all female, with the possible exception of the Roman guards, who were experiencing post-traumatic stress and were totally shocked. But the witnesses to the resurrection are women. What an honor. Salome is in that small number. Sometimes she's identified as the mother of James and John in early Christian tradition. Now, again, given how common a name Salome was, or as they say in modern Greek, Salome, this could easily have been the name of the mother of James and John. There are multiple multiplications of names in the New Testament. If it is indeed the mother of James and John, then we have to read one other passage too, starting in Matthew 20:20. And this passage is about the request of the brothers to sit at Jesus's left and right. When you read about that in Mark's version, there's no mention of the mother, but Matthew's version gives us just that one extra bit. Let's read. The mother of the sons of Zebedee, that is James and John, came up to him with her sons, and kneeling before Jesus, she asked him for something. And he said to her, "What do you want?" And she said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine are to sit, one at your right hand, one at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus answered, "You don't know what you're asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink?" And when he says those words, I think he's looking at the brothers. So in Mark's version, we don't read about the prompting of the mother, that is, of Salome, of the mother of James and John. See, she too had some views about the management of power, like Salome the dancer. That is, the management of power being politics, not crass or violent, like the politics of the Herodians, of Herod and, you know, the Herodian family. But it was still based on incorrect premises. Incorrect premises. Well, in conclusion, the two Salomes make for an interesting contrast. One is worldly, the other is godly. One is wicked, the other is righteous. One opposes God's people, the other supports them. And while the godly Salome was a follower of the Prince of Peace, her worldly namesake had nothing to do with peace. I'll leave you with a little challenge. Get to know all of the major characters of the New Testament. Then get to know all the minor characters in the New Testament, which is what we're doing in some of these podcasts. Then tackle the Old Testament. Get to know the players. Get to know who's who. It enables us to appreciate God's word so much more.